Hey guys, welcome back to the Not So Calmada podcast. This is Cindy, and hey guys, if you were forced to, like, no matter how much cleaning you did, you either had a dirty house or a dirty car, which one would you prefer?
Dirty car.
Right?
Yeah. I don't have to live in that bitch.
Yeah. Right? It just gets me.
I can't do clutter in my house for extended periods of time.
Yeah. That is true. I do reach like a point where I'm like, okay, I need to clean my house.
Clutter's inevitable.
Because
you live in the house.
Yeah.
True.
It's a lived home.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather always have dirty hands or dirty feet?
Dirty feet. I do a lot of things with my hands.
Yeah.
I guess that is, like, you eat with your hands.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, dirty feet or dirty hair?
Dirty feet.
Feet.
What?
People see my hair.
You'd rather have dirty hair?
I hate the way dirty feet feel.
No, that is true. I do hate it.
I hate the way dirty feet
but
feel.
But I would hate to feel my hair dirty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could get around that.
No, mine gets super oily.
Mm-hmm. I run mine my too. Hands through my hair all the time.
Oh, mine doesn't get super oily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go dirty feet. I mean, dirty hair.
Yeah.
Because... And then also, if you take your shoes off at other people's houses,
no,
what if you leave a dirty print on their floor?
That's cringe.
Or you go like a bounce house and everyone has to see your dirty feet.
It is. I do hate seeing feet. I have like the opposite of a foot fetish. I have a
Me
foot disdain.
Dude, and there's a scene on Jersey Shore. I don't know where they. I don't know if it's in Italy or what, but. One of them takes their shoes off because their feet hurt, and so they're on the steps, and they're like, let me see. And she picks her foot up, and it's just black.
And then they go to bed like that.
It's so funny.
Nar, I could not.
No.
Nar.
Okay, what if... No. Okay, that's enough. I'm thinking of all these, like... Like, would you rather every mirror you looked into be dirty or every window you look through be dirty? Like, your windshield would never get clean.
Oh, the mirror.
Your glasses would be dirty.
All right, so it'd be mirror.
Yeah.
Not to see.
Yeah.
Just a safety issue.
Well, it wouldn't be, like, disgusting, but it'd be, like, you know, like, after it rains and it's, like, dusty.
Yeah,
you
can still dry.
No, it's still mirror.
I would have to go window.
You need to see yourself crystal clear.
I need to know exactly what is being portrayed to the world.
How you're presenting yourself.
Oh, that reminds me. What's the difference between the big three? Me and Anansa, we're trying to remember.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like the sun, moon, rising.
Oh, yeah.
It's how you present yourself.
This is the sun, right?
No, the sun is like your ego. It's who you are.
Is that like your birth month?
No, the sun is...
The sun is your birth month.
Yeah.
It's your Libra.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then your moon is your inner world, like your emotions. And your rising is how people perceive you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a Gemini moon.
That makes sense.
It does.
I'm an Aquarius.
Shut up.
That makes sense.
It does.
And what are the planets? I know Venus is like your romance.
Yeah, it is. I've heard one astrologer describe it as Venus being your top energy in a relationship and Mars being your bottom energy in a relationship.
Interesting.
Ooh, what's my Mars?
Mm-hmm. I don't know my Mars.
I don't know
my Venus though.
I actually can pull it up for
Oh yeah, you do have our
she has all of our charts.
I do.
I know mine.
I don't. You just said you don't know.
Well, not my Mars, but I know my Venus.
Yeah. See, when we start our commune, this could be what we build it around. So they could be the priestess.
I'm
Oh my gosh, I have that song stuck in my head now, too.
Okay.
Yeah, desire.
I guess Liz.
It's a Pisces Venus.
Really?
Yes.
That's so cute.
Pisces Venus and an Aquarius Mars.
What the heck?
Nice.
So you want me to top you?
No.
Oh. Thought that was the star speaking. No. What's mine?
Yes. Your Venus is in Aquarius.
What the heck?
And your Mars is in Leo.
What do you mean? Excuse me? Mars, I'm a power bottom. Right? Leos are powerful.
I want to be all... You want to be just what they're focusing on.
Yeah. I'm selfish.
Wait, Cindy, what am I?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Don't forget me.
I wasn't.
Don't forget me.
Okay. You have a Libra Venus and a Scorpio Mars.
That makes sense.
Interesting. Ooh, that does.
Scorpio Mars?
What do you mean that makes sense?
Well, Scorpio has an intensity to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're really power bottom.
Yeah.
I can see that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really are. I remember when we talked about earlier today, you were like edging, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
You don't know what edging is?
I know really what it is now.
What the heck?
I know. I thought everyone would know.
Me too.
I did too.
No, you bunch of freaks.
This is like when I talk about dick cheese.
It's even worse.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting.
My virgin ears.
That pisses me off that that's a thing.
Yeah. Pisses me off that you brought it up again.
It happens. That's life. That's life, baby.
Yeah.
Smegma.
Okay. That's enough. No, yeah. And then my Venus is, what was it? My Mars is in Aries. And my Venus is in, I had it. Cancer.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Your Mars is in Cancer?
No, my Venus.
Your Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your Mars is what?
Aries.
Is that a fire sign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A fire bottom? What's a Leo?
It's a fire bottom.
Love it. Power bottoming, are we?
Yeah.
Downtown.
Downtown.
Bottom fest. And we're homebound. Stop. Oh, power bottoms for the win. Dude. Yeah. I hate, for the longest, I would see people like post FTW, and it, for the longest, I didn't know that stuff for the win. I thought everyone was ending their shit with fuck the world. Which I was like, fuck yeah, like, that's a good day. Until I saw some article or magazine or something use it, and I was like, okay, there's no way. I have to be confused, and then I looked it up.
I was.
It was stopped. For the win. For the longest. I still see it as fuck the world, because of blood in, blood out. That was my first intro to it.
Yeah, well, how do we get on this?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Max just asked what the difference was the three.
Between what they're... Oh, yeah.
It's because I had asked earlier. I was confused.
She did, and I could not remember.
No, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
You were right, though.
I did just get, like, a textbook-sized astrology book.
Did you really?
Yes.
OMG.
I do find it interesting. And, like, yeah, it goes into more detail of, like, the history of it and just a lot more details on the planets and things like that.
Because the other planets, I don't remember what they stand for. Which one's the, like... There's like a childhood one. Like one that's like describes your childhood or how things you experience things growing up.
I think you're describing more of the
things. Okay, good stuff.
ASMR pour. Oh, that crisp sounds good.
Stop that.
I feel like I'm in a Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, hire me.
Sorry for interrupting.
I think what you're talking about are houses.
Oh, yeah.
So the first house is, of the 12 houses, the first house is you, or whatever planet or whatever sign is in your first house describes you as a person. Your second house is... like possessions, your things you acquire, And third house, I think that's where it begins. It's like your childhood. I don't know if it's a third or fourth. It's like also like your childhood or your adolescence, but it's also how you learn.
That's the one I'm thinking of. That's one that I read recently, or that I read a lot.
Yeah, and then the next one I know is your fifth house. It's your creativity, your affairs, like love affairs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love a good affair.
Mm-hmm. And it's a more short-term thing, I believe. And then, like, opposed to your seventh house, where it's, like, relationships, like, actual...
Like, active relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And sort like, of, not just romantic ones. Or relationships with...
I guess romantic ones, I think. And I think most people look there for, like, marriages or, like, your soulmate or whatever.
Interesting. Wait, do you believe in soulmates?
If we do have soulmates, I don't think we would just have one.
I agree with that, too. Except if Jose asks, he's my soulmate. Exclusively.
Yes. Liz, do you believe in soulmates?
Liz is thinking really hard.
She is.
Yeah, that
you
was
can
intense.
Change your answer later on.
No.
You don't believe in soulmates?
No, I was saying I can't change my answer. Oh.
I'm honestly surprised. I know. I'm honestly surprised you still even have to think about that.
But in typical Aquarius form,
for real.
When she has an opinion, she sticks to it.
Can't relate.
Anyways,
me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but you can have multiple soulmates. They don't all have to be like amorous love.
That's right. Like Liz and I are soulmates.
I do believe, like, yeah, some friendships are like soulmate,
familial
level.
Love, and things like that,
where you just click with the person.
Yeah,
cute.
Yeah, I believe like the 11th house represents like friendships and your closest circle. And then the 12th is like, well, I guess it's,
Oh, what's my 11th house?
Let's see.
Let's go back to Max's chart.
Yee.
My all of my charts saved.
Oh, yeah, I have everyone.
My chart is all over the place.
I even have Jose's and Roderick's.
I appreciate that about you.
I hate my chart.
I don't have
a lot of good overlapping lines.
You are a good person.
Thanks.
Your chart represents you and all
represent.
Of your little...
Yeah, we love you. Okay, yeah, we love person. Your chart.
Yeah. Dude, Ronnie's is like Pisces heavy, and I'm kind of jealous of that. He's like, I'm the ultimate Pisces. And I'm like,
you also want to be balanced.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me that. Right. I'm balanced.
Yeah.
I cannot figure out this bonus word.
What is it?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. It's
the same thing.
Yes.
It's divorce. I'm just kidding.
You asked about your 11th house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's confusing.
Oh my gosh, you got all the first try.
What was it?
Covert, like covert ops.
God fucking damn it.
That was impressive.
It's in Virgo.
Really? Is that's a what sign?
Earth.
Ooh, down and dirty. Earthy. Wait, what does the 11th house do again? Oh, your closest circle.
I believe so. And then 12th is like the world in general.
What's my name?
And it's also like the unconscious.
I hate my unconscious.
Interesting.
It's or in my Libra.
You are your
subconscious, yeah.
You are your subconscious.
I know.
Like, mine's in...
That's why I have the worst dreams.
Well, my sun and Mars are in my 12th house, which is crazy. So that means, like, my ego and, like, Mars is, like, how you act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's also in the house of, like, the subconscious and, like,
weird.
Generational.
So you're just real through and through.
I guess so.
Dude, I hate my subconscious. I have the craziest dreams.
Yeah.
I hate that for me. I've been wanting to go in therapy and be like, here's my dream.
I was going to ask, do you?
Yeah, if they really shake me to my core. You're ugly for snortling at me.
What are you dreaming about? No, I'm only chortling at you because the dreams you tell me about, those shake me to my core. So I'm surprised you haven't brought them up.
Wait, now I want to hear.
They're fucking wild.
I have a lot of, like, sometimes I'll have betrayal dreams and it'll involve y'all.
What?
Yeah. So it'll be so real that I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, wait. Like, I wake up upset. Yeah. I've had two dreams of Arantxa killing Jose.
Really?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Swear to God. And every time I'm like, fuck, what are we gonna do? Like, and on one of them, we had to, like, it was like legit, like, we had to try to hide a body. But the whole time the body was in, like, another room.
Okay.
And we were in this, like, really old school house. I don't know if we're, like, Airbnb-ing it or if it was, like, but we were just in this, like, unknown ass house. It was old. It still had, like, the wood paneling on the inside, like, yeah. A 70s ass house.
Like my parents' house.
Yeah. And it was, like, late, and me and Liz were just like, okay, we gotta fucking do something. I think Cindy was asleep because there was two rooms that we could not go into and so I'm like, okay, so are we, like, transferring the whole body? Do we have to hack it up? Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, and then
I really, like, appreciate that y'all would help me.
Bro, it was... I remember being, well, the whole time I was so pissed at Arantxa. I'm like, of all the times to fucking do this with all of us in the, you couldn't wait till you got home. Like, it was so
on vacation.
Literally, I'm like, I do not want to be involved in this. Like, yeah. And it was just, ugh, they're always so stressful. Or I have, like, end of the world dreams.
See, I told you, bro.
Oh.
Dreams where, like, people go missing or, like, I've had, like, the whole, like, where the earth runs out of water. I've dreamt about that.
Really?
Yeah, well, we have to,
do you,
like...
Do you dream about, like, a house?
What do you mean? Like, the same house over and over?
Or a house you can't get out of? I have a lot of clients with dreams about houses.
No, I have dreams about schools that I can't get out of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like schools where I can't, like, the bell will ring and I'm like, okay, I'm so ready to go home. Because the whole dream was like a terrible day of school. And the stairs were, like, endless. So I'm, like, running on the stairs and it just keeps going. That's, and then I'll, like, look up and I'm like, there's, like, 15 floors of the school. Like, I've been, like, running down the stairs.
God. That's weird. So terrible.
It's so weird.
Oh, you have, like, really anxious dreams.
Told you. Yeah. I have a variety. And some of my dreams are just, like, little mini movies.
I wish.
Where it's, like, a mystery who killed, like, this random person we were with or something like that.
What?
I dream like that, too.
Yeah.
I have interesting dreams, too.
Yeah.
I'm really jealous. Yeah. I do have a variety. Of that.
Have you ever tried to reconstruct your dreams while you're dreaming?
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes if I have a nightmare, I'll go back into the dream. Like, I'll wake up and then I'll go back into the dream to change it. You can do that as therapeutic work too.
No, I have gone back to sleep and ended up in the same dream. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, I've done that. But, or, and then, like, sometimes I'll have dreams where I'm like, I know this is wrong. I just had one of those dreams actually last night. I had a dream that me and Liz's cousin's boyfriend, we all, like, didn't know each other.
Linguini.
And we all met, but, like, he knew her from Samantha already from school or something. And so Liz was trying to set me and him up, but he was, like, super Dutch. But it was his face, but it wasn't extra him. White. Yeah, like, he had, like, really blonde hair, but it was like, oh, this is Thomas. And Sam was, and I was like,
that's not Thomas.
This is not right. He's not supposed to. And so
something
Liz is like,
is wrong here.
Yeah, so Liz is like, so y'all can go, like, she was trying to send us, like, a deli or something, like, to go on a date.
Yeah.
And I was like, this feels weird. And I'm like, don't you know Sam? He's like, yeah, we, like, know each other. I'm like, y'all dated. No, we've never dated.
What?
And so sometimes it'll be like that, and I hate that because I'm like, it's like having deja vu in the whole dream.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, shit was, like, fucked up. And I remember, like, in my dream, I, like, went to her Instagram, and I was like, this can't. Like, I was, like, scrolling, yeah, looking for, just like, a
completely
couple.
Alternate universe.
Yes, literally. And it's like having a Mandela effect in, yeah, a dream. It's so stressful. I think that's why I remember, the first time I watched that dream movie, Inception, was with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, because the whole, like, before I actually seen it, people were always like, oh, Inception's so fucking confusing, blah, blah, blah. And I watched it, I'm like, mm-hmm, no, I get this 100%, because, yeah, I'm like, that'll be my dream, like, or sometimes I'll have, like, a random, like, it'll be, like, a normal-esque dream, mm-hmm, but then I'll, like, open a drawer, or open a freezer, and there's, like, a head in there. It's, like, a splash of, like, and I'll shut it and be like, and so the whole rest of the dream, I'll be like, there's a head in the freezer. Like, I'm
telling you, bro.
It's so weird. And then I'll wake up and I'm like, oh. I'm like, fuck, that was weird.
Yeah.
And if they're crazy or, like, freak me out enough, I'll text Liz.
Yeah.
And I'll just completely, I'll blurt out my dream. She's like, damn, bro.
Damn.
I had a dream that I got, like, 5 more dogs.
Like, like, lighthearted ass dreams. I'm like,
man. Yeah. No, I recently had a dream that I swear felt like it was, like, a great movie. So far that in the dream, I thought, I should write this down in the morning.
Wow.
No, I did not. But because I thought that, and then I was like, oh, but I don't know. Maybe I'd wait to, like, make it a movie until the writer strikes over, because that's
that's fair.
Yeah, I'm like, because I also want to be in a partnership, you know? But then once I got onto that tangent, my dream started going away, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
The reality starts for real, like, sinking in too much. Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's terrible. That's why I think that's why I talk in my sleep. Mm. It's because it's, like, overwhelmed. Like, I'll just start talking. But yeah. I wish it was, like, lighthearted. Like, when my dad talks in his sleep, he used to just make, like, restaurant orders in his sleep.
Just ordering.
And so he'll be like, we need more jamón. Like, in Spanish. Tenemos que ordenar más jamón. My mom used to, like, fuck with him. ¿Cuánto más? Like, stupid shit. And apparently Liz, well, she doesn't fuck with me, but Liz talks back to me sometimes.
Because I don't think you're asleep. I think you're awake, and then you just start snoring. So
that feels so good.
Just to know.
To talk all the way to sleep, yeah. It doesn't feel good the other way, though.
Our trip this past week, Jose woke up after having a dream that I cheated on him. He woke up in such a bad mood, and I was like, bro, it's just a dream. And then he kept asking me if I was going to cheat on him, and I was like, bro.
You should have been like, yeah,
literally.
That's what we're doing here.
You're clairvoyant. You obviously knew.
I love that word.
I do love that. Because I'll often have that dream, and then Ronnie's like, it's just a dream. It wasn't me.
Wait, so whenever you have dreams like that, do you see the other person, or is it just something that you know?
Both. I've had some where I just know it's them, and others where I do see his face. But I guess in all my dreams, there's still, like, a fogginess to everything.
Oh, okay. Like, is there, like, a discovery, or you're just fighting because he's cheated at you, like, in the past, quote-unquote? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm seeing it.
I think that's why you get so mad.
Yeah.
Because you literally see it happening.
Yo, that's love.
What do you mean?
You love something so much you dream about losing it.
Oh. I guess so, yeah.
I guess.
No, that's love. That is insane.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It's crazy to see. Yeah.
I guess.
Well, it's not like I see it graphically, but I do see, like, a couple in a bed laying or something, or I don't know.
Oh my god, so, like, walk in on them?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That is love. You have an anxiety about losing. That's crazy. I never love nobody like that. That, you guys have the same level of anxiety as losing your spice.
Spouses?
Spouses. Spouses. Yeah. Spices. Okay. It's not spices. I know, that was stupid. Can you blurb that? You have the same level of anxiety about losing your spouse as I do about the earth running out of water.
That's insane.
It's just interesting when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Y'all are never thought about it.
Max, let's not judge.
I'm not judging. I'm just not appalled. I'm shocked.
Appalled. You can be appalled if you want.
Kimbered.
No, for real, that is like, that's crazy.
Really, I've never, I honestly don't ever remember having like, so those existential kind of dreams of like the whole world happening something.
I have.
So you mean you don't even give a fuck about us running out of water? But Ronnie got another bitch. Passion. That's insane.
You're fucking.
Oh my god.
Do you see what I'm saying? That's insane.
It's like your reaction. You're like, that's fucking crazy.
I feel like I just. I just feel like I discovered something, like, I don't know.
Like,
know
when she bet that Roger had chest hair.
That is insane. It says he has full chest hair. Like, it's not like a sprinkle. He has, like, carpet. That is, like, boppy level anatomy. That freaks me out. Oh my god. Why did you bring that back up?
That will always be one of the best reactions that I've seen from you.
It was like finding out he had a third foot. Extra limb. Like, that was insane. That was insane. I don't like that. It's weird. That's so weird. I cannot believe that. I thought, I don't know. I guess I never put that into perspective. Y'all really be dreaming about that shit.
Yeah. I know it sounds judgy, really, but it's not. It's just shocked.
You know, Cindy and I, for Cindy and I's episode, we're going to talk about our life as married people.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Now judging.
Yeah, that was meant to be internal.
Yeah. That's insane.
Okay, I said it, but she thought it.
But you were thinking it. No, true. It'll be not. It'll be like listening to like. A brand new podcast.
Okay. That's like the positivity.
Mine and Liz's was like, that was one thing that I was like, okay, the two single bitches in the group, and we played, he's a 10, they're a 10, but, and it was like Savage Edition, like, no.
we were trying to say face at all. No holding back.
Sure. Nice.
That's insane. I'm shocked. I cannot wait to journal about this.
Wait, what are you going to journal about?
I'm be like, did you know?
And then it's going to be like, bitch, I only know what you tell me.
Like, that's just, no, that's real crazy. It's also crazy that you had multiple dreams about this.
Oh, yeah.
I get like one
different
off.
People too. It's crazy.
Or different people knowing about it. Like, I've definitely had dreams
really?
Where y'all have known about it but didn't tell me, or I've had dreams where y'all knew
about it. Oh my god, that is insane.
Yeah.
That is insane. Okay, well, I have that level of anxiety about losing y'all. So this is where I'm putting, because I've had multiple dreams like that.
Really?
Yes.
Like what? Like, but I don't know.
Like we have a falling out or something?
No, like,
it'll be like we're traveling and y'all end up in a huge ass fight.
Yeah.
And it'll you be something make it 100 times worse.
Yeah, something like crazy. One time I had a dream, we went on a ski trip. Mm-hmm. But the whole ski trip was planned like, I was like, something about me not like having enough money or something. And so like my aunt made a huge deal out of it. And I was so stubborn that I was like, I'm sleeping in the car. Oh. But it was on a mountain. Like, it was crazy. And then I look into the window and, like, y'all just didn't give a fuck.
Oh my god.
Y'all were, like, drinking and shit, like, playing games. I was like, damn, I'm about to fucking kill myself.
Like, he didn't even
crazy shit. Or, like, I got how dreams that, like, well, or, like, even the murder ones, like,
We're okay, Aranza's killed Jose, and I don't know why it's always Aranza killing Jose. Yeah. But one time it was at their house, but like the one time on vacation, it was like, okay, Aranza, yeah, she killed someone, but the big problem was like she just really did not give a fuck about our comfort that she would do this on vacation and put us all, like, she knows Liz cannot get in trouble legally, like, yeah. like hacking away at his body, and I'm like
she's
I know that, like, you would still help me.
And then still, yeah, like throwing the bag over my shoulder.
It's like Pretty Little Liar shit.
Literally. And then, because I'm like, right now, we're not even fucking waking Cindy up because we don't want to get them involved. I'm like, but me and Liz have to fucking do this. And then, or like,
I appreciate that. Thank you. There's
just shit like that. Or I'm like, I'll wake up and I'm like, would she do that? I'm like, okay, let's take a step back. There are a lot of steps, yeah, before we get there. Yeah, but shit like that. But that's crazy, dudes.
Yeah. I guess I didn't realize how uncommon it would sound.
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
Well, I mean, like, pop culture makes jokes about it all the time, so I guess it's a common occurrence. You know, like, yeah, it's ubiquitous enough.
Mm-hmm. That's a big word for Elmo.
Yeah, it's like ubiquitous. Yeah. That it would make its way into TV shows.
Yeah.
But I guess I just never really thought about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it was just like a made up.
Well, you never compared it to the level of your dreams.
Yeah, or I guess I just didn't. It's like hearing about something, or like when people are like, oh, you never think it happens to you. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of thing. But it's because I haven't experienced it. So I guess I thought it was just like a made up joke.
Yeah.
But now it be happening.
Yeah, sure do.
That's crazy. Liz, have you ever dreamt about that? Someone cheating on you?
Maybe. I don't remember, TBH, so it's been a while since I've been in a committed relationship.
It would have to take a certain level of commitment, right? Because that, for your dream,
I don't give a fuck who these people be fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't care about it, like, what is it, hygiene-wise.
Yeah.
Otherwise, go fuck a bitch. Like, get out of my face.
That's so, yeah, crazy.
I don't remember. Yeah. Yep. I be having some wild dreams, though. I just don't remember them when I wake up. Mm-hmm. I have to, like, write it down as soon as I wake up.
So, but I do in a voice note.
I do remember sometimes, though, waking myself up from, like, bad dreams. Mm. But sometimes I wake up from good dreams. I'm like, god damn. Let's go back. Let's go back. Sometimes, like, it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Dream?
No, they're just like, I met like a famous celebrity, or like I'm like successful.
Oh, that's fun!
Like that. That, yeah, nothing fun. Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm about to sleep train myself.
I don't particularly think I have fun dreams. Like random meeting a celebrity kind of thing.
Have you ever had a dream in a dream?
Yes.
Have you ever had a dream in your house?
I don't think so.
I've like woken up, but it's still the dream. A dream.
Yes, I have had two.
Wait, what? Say it again.
Oh, it's like the like
dream in a dream.
Dreaming.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, I was dreaming that I were dreaming. Woke up from a dream.
But you were still dreaming.
But then something happened, and I'm like, oh, it's still a dream.
Yeah.
I never realize it's a dream.
Yeah, I rarely realize that I'm dreaming until I actually wake up.
Really?
I was like, damn, that was cool. Now this is the other world.
No, I've had like conscious thoughts,
yeah,
and like started being just a watcher in my dream. Like, I'm not even in my dream.
Yeah,
I never like get that. Either.
Yeah,
I sometimes get those.
So those are weird ones. I start thinking.
I wonder if I have like a brain injury.
I highly doubt it.
It's probably just different ways of thinking.
We're all medicated right now.
But have you ever had us the same kind of dream? I don't think the medication has anything to do with that.
It helps me dream better.
Yeah. I've had more vivid dreams.
Yeah.
As well.
I want less vivid. I'm going to get on a No, what's the sleeping one?
Clonazepam?
Is it clonazepam?
I'm not too sure.
Clonopin is...
Clonopin?
I don't know.
It could be like mini press, or a lot of times they use like trazodone.
Mm-hmm. The trazodone. That's not doing, yeah.
Yeah.
The benzines.
What was I going with that?
That you, like, you moved away from talking about dreaming a dream to watching yourself.
Oh, yeah. Like, I realize I'm in the dream, and I realize I am dreaming, but that I still can't control my dreams.
Oh,
like, other people can. But I'm just watching, and, like, it's the worst when it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I realize I'm in a nightmare, and I can't, damn it. I can't do anything about it.
That's like a night terror. Or what is it called when you wake up? and you see, is that a night terror?
Night, like night paralysis?
Yeah.
Like sleep paralysis?
Yeah, that shit sounds, sleep paralysis. That shit sounds awful.
It does. It is awful.
Because that sounds like it'd be more vivid.
Yeah, it like is. You're awake, you just can't move, and then you start seeing shadows and shit. That's what I've heard. Personally, that sounds fucking awful. It I've
never is. Had one. Dude, awful. One time I had one.
And I can see why Nell from the haunted.
What is yeah,
she freaks the fuck out.
Yeah, yes. I too would freak the fuck out.
Yeah,
dude. One time I had like I was waking out of my sleep. I guess I thought there was someone in my room, but I was like laying on my stomach facing the wall. So I turned, but I was still asleep. So I was like blinking. Yes.
Oh, and when I
realized,
bad.
Yeah, when I realized like it, and it felt like it took forever for me to be like. Because I thought I saw like so when I finally came to I was like, bitch, if someone saw that they would have been like, I'm killing you now. Like,
what? What did you like if there was how some, long
if there
took?
Was someone there, I would have been hacked to death.
Oh, because you couldn't move
or she couldn't open her eye.
No, I couldn't. Like, I did. I moved. Like, I was like laying on my stomach, and so I thought there was someone like behind me. So I like did really fast. Like, I turned, and so I was literally like propped up like cobra position. I was turned, but you know how like when you first wake up, like. If there's light in your eye, you're like,
yeah.
And so I was like, I got kept blinking
to try to focus. Describe it more on this verbal podcast.
And then finally, like, when I finally did focus, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I went to sleep loud because I was like, if there was someone there watching me, they would have been like, this bitch has been blinking for 10 minutes. And then I just went back to sleep. But I went back to sleep laughing. Yeah. But it was terrifying for like 5 seconds. And then to finally come to and be like, bitch, you've been dead.
You suck at this.
Yeah. No, I get that a lot where I feel the heaviness. And that's kind of how I realize I'm dreaming. Because I'm trying to move in my dream.
Yeah.
But I can't. Or it slows it down.
I know, like, you're supposed to, like, look at your phone if it doesn't make sense. Or look at your hands if you have too many fingers. Like, you know you're dreaming.
That's terrifying.
Well, I mean, in my dreams, it's kind of blurry. So, it's not as terrifying. It's not vividly like I have 11 fingers. Because
you can't focus as
well. Yeah. You just know it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, my dreams are always detailed as fuck.
Really? See, yeah, all my dreams are hazy and hazy, a little unfocused. And yeah,
Jesus,
no, yeah, and then the eye heaviness as well. I get that a lot. Yeah.
What the heck?
No, go to
like,
over there,
it's
bro.
Taken a while for me to like open my eyes.
Dang, no, mine are super vivid. That's why I often wake myself up from like the jumping because I think I go to do whatever the fuck. I hate when that happens.
I hate when I do fall because in
I'm
my
already
sleep.
On I'll be the like, edge of the bed. I don't know where this. So sometimes I'll like jump and I'm like, oh,
like, that's your body that's telling you like, wake up, bitch, you're not dying today.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah,
there's literally a couch over there, you ugly fucking bitch.
She loves you.
She does. And she's so tiny.
She's not that tiny.
She's tiny.
Then you get her.
And she has eyebrows and whiskers, like, a little.
She has a whole mask.
She does. A whole goatee.
Honestly.
You're stinky. You're stinky, stinky, stinky.
And a tiny little tongue.
Mm-hmm. But those big ol' eyes.
Stinky tongue.
I love a bug eye. Slow blink at me again. That was so
she's
cute.
She's not a cat.
Oh, she did it again.
She's tired.
Stop.
She wants to go to bed. I don't know what the fuck she's doing over here.
She's like,
Molly's
Mom,
over there asleep. Passed out.
Molly don't give a fork.
You're out here.
Molly
being
don't give a
dumb.
Forks, Washington.
That was terrible.
So cat Thailand.
Let's watch Juno.
No.
No.
Aw, man. It started with the chair.
Yeah.
You're a hater.
I put it on the other day. You fell asleep.
It's my comfort movie.
Oh. Do you want to go fall asleep?
No.
Well,
then I'll get FOMO. But I am sleeping tonight.
You should. Good.
I hope so. No one told you not to. I told you go lay down. You're like, no.
Yes. I could not. My body was so wide awake.
You stayed.
Actually, my mind was so wide awake.
Yeah.
Because my eyes wanted to go to sleep, but I could not shut my brain off.
Damn.
You'd be like that.
Even when I kept drinking. Usually that does the trick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have quinoa.
It's quinoa.
Is it quinoa?
Quinoa.
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 Quinoa. Quinoa.
I like quinoa. Quinoa.
That sounds like Renoa.
Quinoa. Who's that?
Renoa? Or maybe Round the Rock? Round the Rock? What? That's in Virginia.
Round the Rock.
Roanoke. Roanoke.
Right? Roanoke?
Yes, you got it. Yeah. You got it.
That's a place? I thought that was the name of someone.
Roanoke?
Yeah.
That for sure is a place.
Yeah, that's a place.
What did you do?
It's because I saw a shadow, but I often see shadows. So.
Oh my god! But it's not.
No, I saw Molly move, and she probably
thank you.
Did like a little light show.
He's behind me, isn't he?
Not behind you.
Spooky.
Stop! It's not close to me. It's like far.
Yeah.
There's a ghost.
Well, they should have kept me company last night. It was real fucking quiet. And lonely. I would have taken some except ghost companion.
Yeah. Oh my god, that toad scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I was literally like.
No, yeah.
And then it would be like two. It would hops in twos. And so I was like, I thought someone was getting two steps closer to me every time. Until
right finally, here on this back.
Yeah, because it was in the leaves. And so I would face the window smoking and I would hear like. Whoosh, whoosh, and I was like. And I guess because my set of movement would scare the frog, and so I'd be like,
and I would, why didn't you just stay turned around?
Because it would not happen again, and there was no one behind me. So then I turned around again, and I would hear like, and I was like,
you're fucking ridiculous, bro.
So scary. And so after the third time, I turned my whole body, and I waited, and that's when I saw go. I was like, bitch.
You caught it.
It was so frightening.
No, yeah. There's a toad that lives in my backyard.
He has a toad abode.
Under a stump. He lives under a stump.
Yeah.
It's his abode.
He hopped right in there. It was funny.
I guess, I don't know what's been covering it, because I hadn't noticed there was a hole there.
And I'm right here on the here.
Yeah.
It was Bobby like, Roderick's blind, space blind.
Yeah. Because I've seen him back there, and I was like, okay, so you must have a home somewhere.
Oh, his abode, Cindy.
His abode.
His toad abode.
It's so cute. He's a little fatty.
He is.
He needs to be eating those fucking mosquitoes.
He should be.
Oh, I just saw a TikTok about a frog's tongue. They don't push their tongue out like a chameleon does. It folds out like a trunk.
Oh,
interesting. So when their mouth is closed, their tongue is folded inside of it.
I think I've seen
that. Interesting.
That's disgusting.
What is a chameleon's?
Yeah.
It's like they're extending their tongue like a muscle. So they're but a frog is like how a dog drinks.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I want a chameleon. I like their hands.
And their eyes.
Just pointing at their eyes.
They're supposed to be really finicky pets.
They are. They're very, very, very high maintenance.
I'm just touching things.
And expensive.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a discount from your friend.
Friend of a friend.
A friend of a friend.
That's not my friend.
All right.
He wasn't there during my
right. Sorry, mate.
He wasn't there while I was on my deathbed.
Sorry,
he's
chump.
Not a friend of mine.
Chump? As you know, she recently had scarlet fever.
Adam's just laughing at you, bro.
I hear her.
It's just so funny.
My hands are peeling.
It's good, though.
But I say that now that I know that you're safe and secure and healthy.
Yes.
Sure, Jan. Anyways, he was not on my deathbed. He's not on my something, something. I don't know what I'm quoting.
Me either, girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
Okay, we can watch 300 and see if I'm quoting that.
No.
I can't believe you've never seen 300.
Action movies aren't my thing.
Yeah, I watched it with my dad.
It's a history movie.
Thank you.
It's not a history movie.
It's not.
It's biblically accurate. Romans 302.
Sure. They're not even Roman. What are they?
Oh, Spartans. What is that?
Sparta.
Sparta, which is, but like geologically.
I don't know. You watched the movie, man.
It was a for real place, right?
Probably near Persia.
Oh. Oh my god, you know, I just thought about Pangea. That's for CBS special. No, PBS.
PBS.
CBS.
I do. Yeah. I always found it interesting what kids were watching PBS over everything else.
What do you mean?
Like, instead of, like, other, like, Disney Channel or...
You find it interesting that what?
Who was watching PBS?
Roderick.
Me?
No, like, I watched it too, but it wasn't, like... I would, like, randomly come across it and, like, every other, like, a few, you know?
I had my programs.
I was watching Kim Possible.
Yeah.
I was watching that too, but PBS was...
No, yeah.
That's how you know science stuff.
Yes. I did love Zoom. They told me the snacks to eat. I learned Zoom. Apples with peanut butter from Zoom. Because that's not a Mexican thing.
You know, you know what? Oh, shit. That's so funny. Yeah.
No, yeah, but when I saw it and I wanted it, and I wanted something, I we didn't have peanut butter in the house.
So what did you put?
I put jelly.
On apples?
Was it okay then?
That's fruit paste on fruit.
So yeah, it didn't taste bad, but it just, I knew it wasn't
it
right.
It didn't match.
But it wasn't right.
That's like eating salsa with bread. Like, it's the same thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like that was a good attempt, though, Cindy.
I know. My mom was like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, not even peanut butter. Or like, no, she was like, what are you doing? That doesn't make sense. And then my aunt came and she was like, she's just, you know, I've seen kids eat apples with peanut butter. She just wants it with jelly.
Yeah. Oh my god, Zoom was on PBS.
Yeah.
There was also a math show on PBS that I loved.
Was it with the kids that had to like do math?
Yes, yes, yes. I loved
I did like that show. One.
Cyberspace.
Cyberspace, no, yes.
No.
No? What?
Oh, no, I remember Cyberspace. They had funky drawings, though. I didn't like that.
Yeah. I liked the documentaries, too.
Oh, I didn't see that. No, and then
the Discovery Channel.
But yeah,
I was watching
Dragon Tales was my ultimate favorite.
I wasn't watching.
I've never watched The Nanny.
I watched The Nanny.
Yeah,
The Nanny.
She was going to.
I was. What is a VHS recording? Revedla. So that's what I was rewatching.
I did not watch Revedla growing up.
I didn't either.
I sure did.
Even then, I was like, this is cringy.
As fuck.
Girl, it still is.
As fuck.
I still watch
it. But I was also that age that I shouldn't have thought it was cringy.
Oh my god,
and
what
then
a
I
time.
Used to stay up late and watch Adult Swim. And Toonami.
I watched Toonami. Adult Swim was hit or miss.
Yeah. Well, they watched had Robot Chicken. Towards the end. So... I wouldn't watch, like, the dumb shows.
What else was on Adult Swim? Robot Chicken.
King of the Hill.
Family Guy.
No.
Family Guy?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, that's
no,
TBS.
Not
right? No, before TBS, I don't know.
I don't know where it was at. It wasn't on that, though.
No, I remember...
it was that weird... Roderick knows the show.
I remember the... The
that Birdman
fast
show?
Food
yes
characters.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god,
I hated that show.
Marcella and Jonathan liked that show.
Yeah.
What's it called?
They're like something
squad. Yeah, Hunger Force Squad.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Hunger Force Squad.
Yeah, something like that.
What the fuck kind of name is that?
Yeah, see, so I would not watch any of that. I would just stay up and wait until the anime portion of that.
Hunger Force.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch those like.
Even at that age, I don't know why. Like,
it's Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Aqua Teen.
Yeah.
Dude, the fact that you read Hunger Force is really impressive.
It was there all the time.
And it was, to me, it felt like a crash scene. Just like,
you couldn't look away.
That's true. Yeah, it was just awful. You just had to see where it would end.
Yeah.
Ooh, we should watch Beavis and Butthead.
I never did watch that.
I never watched that either.
I watched some of it.
And Daria?
I didn't get to Daria.
I didn't get to that either.
I was watching Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire. Blonde hair, Disney Channel, not Miley Cyrus, Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire.
Love that. RIP. Vine, not that guy. I don't know about him.
Sharona.
For real, for real. I hope I have no dreams tonight.
You're probably going to be so tired.
Yeah. Oh, those are the best sleeps. I'm too tired to dream when I could just be asleep. It's amazing.
Yeah, maybe you do just have a hard time getting to deep sleep.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it does suck. Oh, wait,
yeah, that sucks, I mean. Active, active. What else? Someone's got to do it, I guess.
Do the work for your brain.
Yeah.
The buses.
Maybe I should just earn better sleep.
No, that's not how that works. No,
maybe just have your sleep checked out.
Thank you.
Ooh, I could do a sleep study.
Yeah, do a sleep study. I don't think you need to do that, but go off.
Why not? How else would they know?
Yeah, now they have the technology where you can, like, take something home with you. You don't even have to, like,
because go and do a sleep study. Your disturbance of sleep is not just because of sleep. It's not just a sleep thing. It's because of everything else you have. Your stress, your anxiety, your ADHD, all of that. Okay. That is affecting your sleep. And that's what you need to get checked out first.
Liz just wants me to be medicated.
Yeah.
Well, if she doesn't want to be medicated,
no, she just doesn't like going to the doctor.
Well, we just had a conversation about this earlier.
Yeah. We've come full circle. Anyway, that's what she get. I can still get my sleep checked out, though.
She's so aggressively angry about it because she cares about your health.
Yeah. I know. Ama. Not even Ama.
Okay, I'll stop.
Stop yelling at me?
No, I'll stop caring. Great.
I didn't say stop caring.
No, she wouldn't stop caring anyway.
I can stop externally.
Stop caring externally. Why would you want to do that?
To piss you
off.
Just
to be ugly?
Yeah. You would suppress your own emotions. Mm-hmm.
She is vengeful.
I know her. Mm-hmm. What's her 11th house?
Actually, yeah, I'm curious.
What's the 11th house represent again?
Your meanie level.
Of your world. Like your, the people around you. Your inner circle, I believe.
No.
You're a jerk.
Jerk.
Dang it, what's the thing? Not number. Oh, level. Damn.
And it is in Virgo. Liz's 11th house is in Virgo.
Boo. What's Virgo?
That's an earth sign. They are perfectionists.
No me digas.
They always have to be right, and everything has to be done their way.
I've heard this somewhere. I'm just kidding.
Now I'm going to have a terrible dream. Just kidding. I hope I knock the fuck out
tonight. No, yeah. Well, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, after your bomb-ass meet, Anessa.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, I even shocked myself with that one.
Yeah, that was
You
amazing.
Know what? I was missing a limon.
Oh, you should have passed.
I forgot. Yeah, she had limones.
I forgot. It was already towards the end. And I was like, ¿ya pa' qué? But I do love limon.
Yeah, yeah. I did think about it while I was frying. I was like, this feels like it needs like a little squirt of lemon.
Something. Yeah. Liz doesn't like lime, though. So it's a good thing we didn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a little squirt is fine, but...
But straight on the Milanesa?
Yeah, that's different. Because I think you put lime in your pad thai, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I couldn't taste it.
Oh, really?
But that's because it was just that little piece of lime and all that noodle.
And I do taste the difference, but for you to not taste the lime.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, a little squirt is fine, but... You and Samantha love fucking lime on y'all shit. Mm-hmm. You like drench that shit, and I'm like, all I taste is lime.
It's so good.
The first way I like as a little kid when I was first eating esquites, all I would ask for was just corn and lime.
Damn, that's some shit. That is some shit I do. I do that with. I'll go get a fruit cup. Yeah. I'll be like pepino jicama.
Yeah,
and they're like,
that's good.
Y melón. I'm like. Pepino jicama.
I said what I said.
And so then, I'll just get like lime and chile and chamoy. And then my mom will be like, you didn't get anything sweet. Like, you got the vegetables of this fruit cup.
You went extra healthy.
So good. Jicama is so good.
Like, I want to try jicaletas
so bad.
What's a jicaletas?
It sounds like a paleta
jicama. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. It's a jicama cut into like a big old circle and they put it on like a stick.
Oh.
And then they cover it in lime and chamoy and then they dip part of it in like a sugary powder, but there's different flavors.
Ooh.
There's like watering. So. Oh, they look so good. I'm waiting for someone on this. It's in Mexico. I'm waiting for someone to blaze that trail here in Waco.
You can do it.
Yeah, it could be you. Oh, man, have you ever tried to cut a fucking jicama?
Yeah, that's just hard.
It is fucking hard.
It's so good, though.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
I guess we know what we're doing tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
We did just pass by a little ice cream shop.
Yeah, thing. We did. It was really cute, actually, too. A whole paleteria.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Very Instagrammable.
It looked big and cute.
Yeah, it looked really cute.
Yeah, that sounds so good. I want that now.
Okay.
I don't think they're open right now, but we can
go. Or a fresa con crema. Ooh. I wanted that after I finished my sandwich.
Ooh, yeah.
Love it. But yeah, I really want a jicaleta so bad. I mean, I guess I can just go buy pre-sliced jicama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same. I want it on a stick, man.
You could put it on a stick.
I can put it in a stick.
God damn it.
There she can.
Stay over there.
She's not going.
No.
Let's stop yelling to the fuck. You're my ears.
No.
Don't tell me no.
Max.
No, ma'am. Yeah. No, Kaylee.
I can't take any more no's.
Stay over there. No.
I can put it in a bag. Okay. How long have we been going for? I guess since we're taking a break.
57.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll wrap it up.
Whenever feels like a natural end.
Okay. I really want some jicama now.
Yeah. That sounds delicious.
With lime.
Hell yeah.
Con limoncito.
I do like
or so cube or like cucumber salt and lime.
I love that. Oh, melon with lime and sal.
Yes.
Oh,
I like sandia like that.
I like
sandia like that. I like sliced up apples like that.
The cantaloupe I meant.
Yes, yeah. I like sliced apples like
watermelon?
That.
Watermelon.
Watermelon. I do need to cut it. It's been there too long.
Go ahead, cut it up.
Cut it.
Do you have chile?
No. Do you have tajin?
Oh.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Yerm. Okay, well, I want to go smash on that.
I guess I have to make that.
I can help cut. I can supervise.
Okay.
Yeah. I can be a little sous chef.
You were my little sous chef.
Sous chef. Yeah, I helped.
With the milanesa.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, what did I do to the milanesa? I put the oil in the pan.
That's good.
You did.
And it was a great amount.
And you cut the bread.
Oh, yeah.
You should have been lost without you.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to contribute.
And you did.
And you did. And this is why we would never leave you.
Yeah.
Or betray you.
I need
your
help. Leave
me freezing in a car. Yeah. I'm looking to the window on our cabin. I'm like...
We would never do that. No. You know that, right?
What is it? They didn't even think about it. I know.
Man, he didn't even think about it.
So we were... Yeah, okay.
It was not. And then also, another part of the window, it tracks me up when I think about it, because I've thought about this over and over again. I replay my head.
Yeah.
Is, you know the Home Alone scene where he's faking that they're having a Christmas party, and it's a bunch of cutouts, and on the other side is just shadow? That was, like, the other window.
Oh.
So I was kind of like, what's going on in there? Like, y'all just got people. And no one notices people? Me in the car. It was wild.
Sounds wild.
And we were wearing like those big old puffer jackets. Like, yeah. It was just also like, we get it, it's cold. It's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Don't wow, that's crazy me. It's beginning already. I'm gonna flick you.
What did I do?
If you don't show me love.
Well, guys, I think that'll be until next time.
Yeah, because Mila's about to go box.
Totally.
Hasta luego.
Bye.
Bye, putos.